Chaz, can we play Eric's music so that he can talk to us?
Zorn, Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
The finest father, but doesn't take his kids to White Pines Resort. Maybe you should.
You should take them. They would love it.
They're really into stepping stones as well.
Are your kids living in stepping stones? Yeah.
I mean, whose kids are not?
Right.
Oh, my God. They're so fun. How could you slam a stepping stone? We're raising them.
We're raising them and you at the same
time.
It's
the most fun ever.
Don't mistake our tone.
Eric.
Young lady.
Yes, young. Wendy and I have not had the chance to speak to you since the giant bombshell announcement from Rahm Emanuel saying he will not seek re-election. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think that he probably looked at the bruising campaign ahead of him. He was facing, a dozen or so challengers. And then he was looking at the runoff campaign, which is also going to be tough. But after that, you've also got the responsibility of running this town, mm-hmm. which is, we've got all kinds of problems coming down the pike. One is a huge pension obligation that's going to land on us in 2020. And he's got, this gang crime problem, the murder problem, which is sort of intractable. Whether the numbers go up or down, it's still the numbers are way too big. They've had very little luck in getting that problem under control. You've got education problems. You've got the number of students in the city is shrinking. You've got all these schools. You've got these communities that are mad. I mean, it might be that he just said, you know what? I think he's, 59 years old? Something. Mm-hmm. He said, you know what? Heck with this. This is just a lot of stress, a lot of fuss, and I've done it for 8 years. And his wife, I'm sure, was on the sidelines going, come on, Rahm, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go retire. And, he was experiencing what we've experienced with our kids going away to college. His last child went to college last week.
Mm-hmm.
And there's
but
a sense
now?
Of transition. Well, it is interesting because he was raising money. He was fighting Pat Quinn's petition, to have term. There's a term limit referendum that Pat Quinn is trying to get on the ballot in November. He was fighting that really hard. He had a campaign staff and structure in place. He was ready to go. So there was something about what happened in the last few weeks, and it could have been the Laquan McDonald trial coming that added to all this. The stress that if that trial, first of all, no matter how it turns out, is going to focus a lot of attention on him and what he did or didn't do specifically when that video was kept hidden for 13 months. This was not going to go well for him either. Way, I don't think. So again, he might have just sort of looked at all this stuff and said, do I really want this job again? And maybe the answer was no. And maybe he sees a path. People have suggested that maybe he sees a path to becoming a senator. Right, that maybe that's maybe Dick Durbin is, I forget how old Dick is, but he's in
so that's
70s.
Perceived to be an easier job. A senator essentially would be an easier role.
Oh my
than
goodness,
mayor.
Yes, oh, yeah. Totally easier. You don't have a lot. You don't have senators are they're legislators, but they don't have the kind of day to day responsibility. If your garbage doesn't get picked up, you don't call Dick Durbin's office. You call Emanuel's office.
Yeah.
So there is that. And so when you're looking at. Was he going to win again this time? And I think the answer is yes. I think with the field that it assembled, you had some pretty good candidates. I think, in terms of popularity, you had, you still have Paul Vallis, and you have Lori Lightfoot, I think, who's very credible. Gary McCarthy was getting some traction. I'm not sure. My guess was that Paul Vallis was going to emerge from that pack.
Mm-hmm.
But now, so I think he would have won. I think he would have had to go to a runoff, but I think he would have won. So I don't really buy the idea that he looked at the polling numbers and thought they were too daunting. He had a lot of money, and he had and he's a pretty good politician. He's a master political strategist. I don't see him chickening out from this fight. I think that he just probably had enough. And so now the question is, who's going to want that job? And obviously there are people who do, and who can do it, because it's not a job for beginners. It's not a job for someone who has no real executive mm-hmm. experience, no experience running things. Tony Preckwinkle is forming an exploratory committee.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to like her chances. She's 70, I want to say 71. I've read this and now I forget whether she's in her early 70s, very early 70s.
Is she? Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's a tough job. And I don't want to be ageist about it, but I think that, that could be a factor in her thing. I really have admired quite a bit Susana Mendoza, who is a state controller, who was former city clerk. She's got a lot of fire. She's a very
good politician.
She's
got spunk. She's got chutzpah. Mm-hmm.
Hate spunk.
What spunk?
She's feisty. She's feisty.
She
ever
is.
I remember I was trying to be feisty.
You wanted to be feisty.
I wanted to be feisty because I thought this was an adjective that was applied too often to women.
Yes.
So can I be feisty? I can be feisty.
You border on feisty.
I'm kind of feisty right now.
Yes,
right?
You are.
See?
Yes, you are.
In insisting on being feisty, I am being feisty.
Eric, there was a time where people said of Rahm Emanuel, the sky's the limit with this guy. He could end up being president. Do you still think people are thinking that?
No, I don't think
not anymore.
I don't think they're thinking that. I think his record here is mixed, and I don't think he's got sort of the charm and the to be president. I think you have to be a little more likable than he is. And frankly, I didn't care that he wasn't that likable. A lot of people were like, oh, he's not. And remember, he wore the sweater and the commercials to try to be more approachable.
I like him. Mm-hmm.
You know, I kind of do too, but he's not a cuddly mayor. You know, he's not.
He's got spunk.
He's a little feisty right there. I think that we are going to look back at his years and go, well, yeah, he did not reach out enough to the neighborhoods. That the economic development in the neighborhoods wasn't what it should have been. But there are cranes all over the skyline here in Chicago. You look at the Riverwalk. You look at some of the things that are going to be going on along the North Branch. Mm-hmm. Some of that development has been good. I think some of the things that he's done in education, I don't agree with all of them, but I think that he is trying to move the city forward in that area as well. I do think that it's not a job where you come in and go, oh, I've got a couple of ideas, I can be mayor of Chicago. It's a very, very tough job.
Yeah,
so.
No doubt about that. Eric Zorn is here. Yeah, he's a little feisty. Get used to it. That's the way he is. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more of us, Bill and Wendy, on WGN. Eric Zorn is here. He's responsible for one of my favorite headlines. Here's how it reads. Oh, we have to get to the tweets of the month, too, by the way.
We do, absolutely.
Just really quickly, though, here's a headline from you. The Pritzker campaign's connection to Curvy Barbie.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that. What does that mean?
Pritzker's campaign spokeswoman, Galia Slayen, is when she was in college, she was made national news because she had this 6-foot-tall mock-up of what Barbie would look like as a real human being.
I remember that.
And it was grotesque.
Yeah.
Barbie's measurements are
completely out of whack. Yeah.
And she was really famous for that. And I came across this and Googling around for, I don't know, Barbie fantasies. I don't want to say. But and then I did an interview with her about that. So that's the connection.
I remember that.
And so the backstory is that then Mattel, who makes Barbie a couple years later, made a series of Barbies with different bodies, and one of them was Curvy Barbie, who's actually just normal Barbie, but not, you know, not gaunt, emaciated, anorexic Barbie.
The whole point of this was to say, look, you're giving your daughters these toys to play with, and they're unrealistic. No one could survive having these measurements. Right.
They said that if Barbie actually was a real human with those measurements, she would tip over. She would tip over, but she would be unable to menstruate. She would have all kinds of problems. And this was all, Galia herself had suffered from anorexia when she was in high school, so she was dealing with body image issues and so on. So it was kind of an interesting story, I thought.
Oh, it is.
The top 10 tweets of August, as you know, every month
I assemble these
tweets for the weekly poll at chicagotribune.com/Zorn, and then we after I do the poll, people vote and the winners come up, and I always have my favorites from the mm-hmm. month. And every month I debut these favorites here on the Bill and Wendy Show.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do the attributions because sometimes they're dirty and sometimes they're hard to pronounce. And we put them online and it's the Bill and Wendy page.
Yeah,
right?
So you can find them. Are they sometimes dirty? I wasn't aware of that.
They are. I have problems with my editor sometimes. They go, you can't include this tweet because the Twitter handle has got some sort of code. It's like it's like dirty license plates. And you read it somewhere. You go, like, wait a minute, that's dirty. So anyway, speaking of which, I sexually identify as a microwave dinner because I'm ready in 5 minutes, but I don't look anything like my photos. And this is one of these dialogues, doctor. Your IQ test results are abysmal. Me. Is that good?
You know what I liked about that one, Eric, is that you acted it out.
That was my favorite part.
That was really good. That was beautiful.
Just once, I would love to look my kid in the eyes when he gives me a picture he spent a long time coloring and have the nerve to say, could you make me another one? That's not what I wanted. Just so he can get a sense of what it feels like to make him dinner every night.
Wow.
20 years ago, I got fooled very badly by The Sixth Sense. I swore I'd never let my guard down again and have since assumed every character in every movie is dead unless told otherwise. Movies are not really fun anymore, but I refuse to be humiliated a second time. This is gotta listen to this one. Every time I collect food from the local pizzeria, I can't help speaking in an Italian accent. I've got a disorder.
That's good.
I've got a disorder.
That's very good.
If she sells seashells by the seashore, she might want to rethink her business plan, as seashells are plentiful and free at the seashore. Think about that. Also, in the kids' thing, if she the horn on the bus goes beep 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 beep. The horn on the bus goes beep beep beep. The driver is filled with rage. Must be right.
Did the same guy who wrote the seashell one write that one?
No, those are both right of them together make on my plenty list of sense. Here. It makes sense. Child's folklore here.
Yeah.
If I ask you how you're doing and you proceed to tell me, just know we are never having this conversation. Don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Don't bring a gun to a knife fight either. Take the time to learn which murder weapon your peers have agreed on and respect their wishes. It's just good manners.
Oh, that's very funny.
Although sad because it's true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the last one is, I hope when I die, Madonna says nice things about herself. That's kind of topical. You remember the story, though?
With Aretha Franklin?
With Aretha Franklin. Yeah. Madonna gets up and does this whole thing all about herself. So those are the best tweets.
Strong month.
Yeah, the last one was by Conan O'Brien, by the way. The top comedians don't often get into the list.
Is the last one the one about Madonna?
No, yeah.
That's Conan very O'Brien funny.
Joke. But he tweets these jokes, but the jokes, as far as I know, don't appear in his monologue. That he does these on his own, independent of his writer's room. So.
Really?
So yeah, it's pretty cool.
And are we to believe that he's writing his own tweets or not?
I think so. Yeah. I guess. I mean, he doesn't write that many. He doesn't show up that often on Twitter, but when he does, he's often pretty funny.
Because, as you know, there are stories of certain celebrities that have an ongoing Twitter account who will admit to it. No, I got people writing these for me. I don't have time to just sit around and write these. That happens from time to time.
They don't tend to be that good, though. I realize scour Twitter for funny things, and it's very rare that the ones that surface are written by people that you know.
Yeah.
Conan happens to be, I think, pretty good at it.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy.
But did you follow the thing with Megan Amram, by the way?
I love her. She did not win.
She did not win. There's a thing, an Emmy for Megan. She's a writer for The Good Place.
Yeah.
And she did this 6-part web series called an Emmy for Megan, where she basically talks about how badly she wants to win an Emmy. And it's like a 6-part little adventure, and she dies in the end. and she had this campaign, and she actually got nominated. She was in the finals, and it was pretty funny. And you watch The Good Place? You guys watch that?
Yes, I recently started watching
it's really good, fabulous show, and she's very funny. But she lost.
But
she has the best tweets ever.
Very funny on Twitter.
She's the creator of the show, or one of the writers?
No, she's one of the writers.
One of the writers. Yeah, it's well written. It's very funny.
It's a really good show. So yeah, it's on my list.
Great to see you.
Good to see you. We'll talk more politics and maybe the Laquan McDonald trial next week as it gets going.
No doubt about it.
Really interesting.
Thanks, Eric. That's Eric Zorn from the Chicago Tribune.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Doma T. Pongo from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.